was Ella from another Tosefta. Ella from this din. It says clearly, Miteisha Shrotzen. If you have 9 Shrotzen there, those are Matamiyu. Utsvadei Echor, and 1 frog is there, Beneim. Now, Venoga, Beyechon, man, and you touch one of them. Ven Yedei, Mezmem Lokach, is Bershur Sayochid Sveika Tomei. Here it says again, Bershur Sayochid Sveika is Tomei. That's very good. Again, this will be the Chumra, though. But it says, Bershur Sarabim Sveika Tahor. This is the Raya. What's the case here again? You have 9 Shrotzim there. So Roiv says, the one you touch is Matamiyu. 9 of them are Shrotzim. So Chur, if you touched one of them, it shouldn't really be called the Sofik Midiraisa. It should be called that Yavadi touched the Sherwitz, it should be Tomei. Even Bershur Sarabim. And here it says no. Here it says if it happened Bershur Sarabim, the Locher is Yitor. Why Yitor? Because since you went to touch them, it's called Kavua. And Kavua makes it Kamach Tamach, so it remains a Sofik. In other words, you don't use Roiv Midiraisa where it's Kavua. So it remains a good Sofik. Now the Loch of Sofik Tumah Bershur Sarabim is that it's Tor. So here you see even the Kula, we use Kavua. Because if you wouldn't use the Din Kavua here, you should go Basar Roiv. Roiv should say, since 9 of them are Shrotzim, it should say, Yuvadi Tosh the Sheretz. If you have Roiv, even Bershur Sarabim you tummy. The only reason why you Tor here is because you don't use Roiv. Why don't you use Roiv? Because you say it's Kavua. So you see clearly, Kavua helps even Lochim. Now the Gemara, good, you brought a proof from the Mishnah from Tosefta. But how did you know this? For the Gemara, oh, midiraisa minolan, midiraisa, how do we know the svar, you go basa kavua, that by kavua, you don't say roiv, or makroch, the posik says, the orav loiv v'komalov, you ambushed a person, and you had das to kill him. So, the Tanakama, Reb Shimon Dashin's over there, achi iskavan loiv. Reb Shimon uses this posik, that in the case, let's say, you had kavona to kill Reuven, and by mistake you killed Shimon, he holds your potter. That's Reb Shimon's svar. Lalocha, we hold yichayat with Rabbanin. But Shimon says, even if you had intention, and we warn you, don't shoot the gun, you're going to kill Reuven. And you didn't kill, you shot the gun. But by mistake, you hit Shimon, not Reuven. If Shimon holds your potter, if you killed the person, you had kavona. That's the way he dashes this posik. For Rabbanan, the Rabbanan argue and say, no, since you had kavona to kill a Jew, and Lamaisi you killed a Jew, avadi you are chayiv misa. So what does the posik mean to say your potter? For Rabbanan Amri, the very Abyanai, Prat, you know what this posik means to teach us, that your potter, Lazarek Evan Lagoy. If you threw a heavy stone into a bunch of people and it killed somebody, that's the case that your potter. Your potter, even though you killed a person there. For the Gemara Hechidami, what are we talking about? Eli, Madika, Tisha, Kananim, if there are 9 Goyim there, V'yachod, Yisro, V'nayim, and there's 1 Jew there. And you threw the stone now, and you didn't know who you're going to hit. Even if you killed the Jew, so we're saying now your potter. Typically, the Ruba Kananim Ninu. Like, typically, when you threw the stone, you had no intentions of killing a Jew. Al Piroiv, you should go kill a guy, because there are 9 Goyim there. So, Avadi Yapotah from Isa. Like, that's not called you a Mischavan to kill the Jew. We're not talking about you knew one person, the Jew, and you had Kavanah to kill him. All you knew is there are 10 people there, and you knew there's only 1 Jew, and you threw the stone, and you don't know who it's going to hit. So, the Chura, what should you think? You should think most probably it's going to hit one of the people of the Raiv. So since the Raiv are Kananim, shit the Apot, I don't need a posik. And Inami, even if Palgo, even if there are 5 Jews and 5 Goyim. Also, Sofik Nefashas Lokel. Again, we don't know who you had in mind to kill. We can't say you had in mind to kill a Jew. Maybe you had in mind to kill a guy. So therefore, even if you killed a Jew, he can't kill you. The Klal is Sofik Nefashas Lokel. Rashi says it's a posik for Tzilu Eda. And the Yitzakashi, what do you need a posik for? They say a teretz is a p'tur vade, not a p'tur sofik. But I call upon him yipotah. So Mar says, like tzricha, know why we need this posik. The case is like this. Te'ika tisha Yisraelim. Even though in this bunch there were 9 Jews standing there, and you knew it. Ukanani yechad b'neim. There's 1 guy there. And you threw the stone, and you had intentions to kill one of them. Still we say yipotah. Why yipotah? I, Lechura, since they are Roiv Jews, we should say you had intentions to kill a Jew, and if you killed a Jew, you should be Chayiv. According to the Rabbanan Shita, if you had Kavona to kill Reuven, and by mistake you killed Shimon, you are Chayiv Misa, because you had Kavona to kill a Jew. See, here also, Lechura, if there are 9 Jews there, and you threw the stone, Lechura, you had Kavona to kill a Jew, so why are you Potter? Elamai, the Pshaf and the Pasuk is, Tehevele Kirani Kavua. because the one guy there is kavua, that's stationary. They're in one place there. And the klal is, v'chol kavua kamachta machta dami. We don't use a din roiv. Since they're stationary, we can't use a din roiv. We don't use a roiv. The guy is standing there. So when you threw the stone, you have right to say, I don't know what's going to hit. Maybe it's going to hit the guy. So therefore, it's not called I had intentions of killing a Jew. And if you only have intentions of killing a guy, then you're potter, we can't kill you. So from this pasuk, we see the yisoid of kavua. The pasuk says, when you throw the stone now, you're potter. Why? Because we can't use a roiv. When the people are stationary, and you throw it there, if there's one guy there, that's called kavua, it's called a good suffolk, who you meant, and therefore we can't kill you. This is the raya, we say kavua. The other Gemara says, back to our Mishnah. Itma, Rav Chiya Barashi, Yoma Rav, Halacha Krab Yasi. And we take a paschal at the Mishnah like Rabbi Yossi. Now what, you take a, in the case where the girl was minus by the Mayan, and the Maskana posh, you need two rives. You take a, have to have two rives. And the Locha, the way Tosis says the Locha, it's not Shver, even though he holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel only says it when she says Bari, when she knows who the man was. But here in the Mishnah, she doesn't know who the man is, therefore you have to have two rives. For Rav Chonim bar Rav, Rav Chonim bar Rav, said the name of Rav, Hirosho Hoysa. No, the din of the Mishnah, Haroi Shom, means it was a special psak. It was a special halacha to a matter in our Mishnah. But other places, it's not that way. So we'll soon see what he means. He doesn't argue. What he meant to say, the maskonari, is that the Mishnah he learns is talking about only by one roif. So he says, in our Mishnah, they were making it with one roif. But all over, he's masking the halacha, you have to have two roifs. Now, most of Rabbi Yirmi asked the kasha. Rabbi Yirmi made a mistake and thought that when Rav says, Halacha Kareb Yasi, he thought the Halacha is like the Mishnah says. The Mishnah only says one Raif. So Rabbi Yirmi made a mistake. He thought that Rav says we paskin, one Raif is enough. Fact, Rabbi Yirmi liyuchsin, loibin and trey rube. Like you, Rav, you paskin our Mishnah, only one Raif helps. You want to tell me you hold, you don't need two Raifs? For your Tanah, we learn not like that. For your Tanah, we learned. Halacha is Motza Tinik Mushlach. Have you found a kid in the street? You found a boy in the street? Girl? We don't know who the parents are. We don't know what the kid is. So the halacha is, if most people living here, and there's a place in L.A., then that place, most people are goyim, we'll say the kid's a goy. We'll soon see what it means. In Roiv Yisrael, if it's found in the Milabara Plak place, so the kid's a Jew. Yisrael. Machza, machza, Suffolk, Flatbush. No, Yisrael. Also, that's the name of Yisrael. Machza, machza is called Yisrael. Now, v'yom Rav, Rav said, though, lo'yshon v'lelach yosei. That you say, if it's found in Borough Park, a place that rove Jews are there, that's only if it's only in the gelach yosei. That Rashi says, bezdin is mitzvah lefarnasei. It's a question, the kid is mamish, has no food to eat. There's a mitzvah like stalker to take care of him. He has a din of a Jew, there's a mitzvah lach yosei. Avo l'yuchsin, but if you want to know, let's say, can we marry this kid? If it's a girl, can a kohen marry her? The way Shlomo Shenem learned. V'shalah for yuchsin. What's the halacha? Loi. Then Rav says, no, you can't use one roiv. L'yuchsin, you see, one roiv doesn't help. So you see, Rav himself holds, one roiv doesn't help for yuchsin. Rashi, have a l'yuchsin loi. The embassy, let's say this is a girl you found. Asur l'kayin. So Rashi is mashma klaw, that this chumri, you need two roivs, is only if you want to marry a kayin. If it's a girl and the girl wants to get married to a kohen, leyuchsin means Rashi Shitri is lakuna. Le'enachnami, if it's a boy or if the girl wants to marry a regular Yisrael, even one roiv would help. The chumra that you need two roivs is only to marry a kohen. So Rashi says, therefore, the embassy, in the case that the baby is a girl, you found a girl in the street, even though it's the middle of the place that rove are Jews there, asur l'kohen, her kohen is not going to marry her. V'yafil lek l'mechesh mitzum asufi, even in the cases where it's not a suffolk mamzer, where you found the kid, the Gemara, the Ekdushin talks about it. If you find the kid in the street that his bones are smoothed out, or else you find him with a kameya, Sarai, the parents, Tom didn't just throw him away. Sarai, the parents cared about him. They took good care of him. So after something happened, he got lost. But in the case where you find the kid that Ramesh looks like he's just thrown away, that's a big shash, maybe he's a mamzer. Because usually when they have mamzer, they like to just throw him away. So even in the case where the kid looks well taken care of, not a shell of a mamzer, but still, a kohen can't marry her, because while leyuchsin, Ravel, you have to have two roifs. So now that's Rabbi Yirmiyah's kasha. How could Rav say, we paskin like our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah thought that our Mishnah means only one roif, with one roif, she's kosher lakuna. Here Rav says, even if you find a girl, in the middle of a city that rove people are Jews there, a kohen can't marry her. So you see, lacuna, one rive is not enough. You have to have two rives. That's Rav Din, Abul Yuchsin Lai. Vaita Shmulam, and Shmul says, Lufakeh Olav Esagal. That Shmul says, that means on Shabbos, that Chashvin Leli Yisrael. Shmul says, in the case we found this boy in a city of rogue Jews, and now on Shabbos, a wall falls down on him, so you have a shalik, can you save him or not? Yes, you're allowed to save him on Shabbos. And we'll soon talk about what Shmul means. That's Shmul's din. But our kopon and what's negated to us is that Rav says for Yuchsin, one rive is no good. So Gemara answers, Ishtemitzei hodi yom Rav Yudom Rav. Rav Yom, you forgot what Rav Yudom Rav says. That our mission is not talking about one rive, but our mission is talking about the Kroin Shol Tzipori Yavi Yamaisa. That the mission is talking about the case that there was a caravan of people coming into the city then. So that's why the Mishnah says it's kosher. Even though the Mishnah only mentions one rive, it doesn't only mean one rive. It actually means there were two rives there. There was a rive siur also. So therefore, there's no steer in Rav. Rav paskens like our Mishnah. You have to have two rives. Like where it's a Shema, where the girl doesn't know who the boy was, you have to have two rives. And that's this halacha also, when you find a tinnik. It's also a Shema. We don't know who the parents are. So when is it mutal yuchsin? Only in a case where there are two rives. Where the robe of the people in the city are Jews, and also the caravan people are coming in, also Jewish people coming in. Then we say the kid is kosher lakuna. So now there's no steer in Rav. Vaitu l'Rav Chonin Barova, the Yomar Roy Shor Hoysa, according to him, he learns that our Mishnah was a special psak. That means all over, it's not like it says in our Mishnah. So who we want to learn, he means to say that our Mishnah is talking about one roif. And therefore he said that the special psak, and there's a special time, at the time of the Mishnah Rabbanu will make there. They had other stars that must have to be make. But all over, you have to have two roifs. For the Gemara Kasha, Hoysa Kasha, that's the Kasha, because if the way we say now, our Mishnah is talking about two roifs, so how could he say that? If the Mishnah really means two roifs, how could he call our Mishnah Roy Shor that it was a special psak in our Mishnah, but all over it's not that way. But Mashim, all over, you only need one roif. And that's not true. You see, Rav Paskins, all over, you need two rives. So what's the name? According to Rav Chonon, Haman de Masniho, Loi Masniho. Enechnami, Rav Chonon Barova, that says in the name of Rav, our Mishnah was a Rosh Shor, a special psak. He did not learn our Mishnah talking about two rives. He learned our Mishnah talking about the case was only one rive. It happened, the attack happened in the city, and there's only one rive, just the people in the city were rive Sherim. And he learned that's what the Mishnah says is kosher. Therefore it's good. He says that you should know is a Rosh Hashanah. It's a special time. Something special happened to them. The Rabbanu will make it. But all over, laloch, you have to have two rives. So everything is very good. That's what will be coming out now. That for Yuchsin, where there's a tiny Shema, where the mother is not here saying Vadai, she knows who the husband was, we have to have two rives. Kedimah Gufa, what we just learned before, that Motzah Botinik Mushlach, if you find a kid in the streets, in Roiv Avikachovim, it's a place that Rov Goyim lived there, Avikachovim. The kid has a din like a guy. In Roiv Yisrael, Yisrael, if it's a city where Rov Jews live, the kid's a Jew. Machza, Machza Yisrael. That's these three halakas. Now what does it mean? The Walmer Rav said before, Leshonim Elalach Yosei. And that if you find the kid in the middle of a city of Rov Jews, that means there's a mitzvah for Bezin to take care of him. Lach Yosei, we have to act like he's a Jew. Avol Yuchsin Loi. But to get married, no. To get married, it's not enough one rive. We have to have two rives. Shmuel says, "Lefakech olav esagal." That means on Shabbos, if a wall came caved down on this kid, now we have to have a right to be mechal on Shabbos for him. In other words, part of the meaning is, it's in a city where rove are Jews. So since you have rove Jews living there, we have a right to say the kid's a Jew. Therefore, for Hilchos Shabbos, we have a right to be mechal on Shabbos to save him. Did Shmuel Taka say like this? That it's only mutter to Mechal Shabbos if you have a roiv to tell us that he's a Jew? For Yom Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Shmuel, he says over the name of Shmuel, not like that. That Shmuel said, Ein holchim bepikuach nefesh achar roiv. You don't have to go bust the roiv for pikuach nefesh. Anytime you have the slightest doubt in your mind that maybe that kid is a Jew, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Mashm, even though the wall caved down in the city, that Rav Goyim lived there. Mamish there, Mamish Rav Goyim there. And Rav should tell us the kid's a Jew. But Shmuel says, V'ilchus Chilu Shabbos,
to pikuach nefesh, there's a special halacha. You have a right to be mechal Shabbos for him. As pikuach nefesh, any suffix, slight chance in the world that maybe he's a Jew, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So how could Shmuel says only in the city where it's a roiv? Shmuel says you don't need a roiv. So what's the nachnami? Ella, it should be like this. Kiyitma de Shmuel. Where did we learn Shmuel's halacha? A reisha on the reishitma. The what it says like this. In roiv avdikachovim avdikachovim. It says, if you found this kid in a city that most people there are goyim, the kid is called a goy. But Omar Shmuel says, you should know though, that if it happens on Shabbos, that a wall caves down on this kid now, you should know you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos for him. That's Shmuel's chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. Even though we use roiv to paskanai suchas misa, to kill somebody, Bezdin uses a roiv to kill somebody, but he also, for this new mitzvah of chai behem, there's a new mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, that whenever you have a person, a suffix, if he's dying or not, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, do any avera to save his life. So Shmuel learns, for this new mitzvah of chai behem, the Torah says there's no pasha of roiv. Anytime you have a person, that you have the slightest chance in the world, that maybe he's a Jew, and maybe he's still alive, the lachri, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. That's Shmuel's halacha. The Rambam doesn't paskin like Shmuel. The Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yechon says in Kedushin, not like that. That if Roiv says he's a guy, he's considered like a guy, you don't have hetter to be Mechal Shabbos. Only Machtza, if you have a Sufik, then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. But if you have a Roiv to say that he's a guy, then you don't have a right to be Mechal Shabbos for him. Yeah, but Shmuel says no, Shmuel says any Sufik there is, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Right, now the Brisa says what? In Roiv, if you found this kid in the streets, where most people are goyim, the kid's called a goy. For the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, for which halacha is that? What my nafka mean is a goy? Amar Rav Papa la'achilu nevelus. That means the mamish where you can act like he's a goy, we're allowed to feed him nevelus. You're allowed to give him a piece of pork to eat. He's a goy. If he's a Jew, we're not allowed to be machil a Jew but nevelus. You can't give a Jew teeth for your dying nevelus. But here, since Roiv says the kid's a goy, we have a right mamish to take a piece of pork and let him eat it. We could be machil nevelus. But then the Brisa says, in Roiv Yisrael Yisrael, if you find a kid in the middle of the streets of most people are Jews there, the kid's a Jew. For the Mola, my hilchos of which halacha? I'm a Rav Papa lahachzalei Aveda. It means that if we find an Aveda, and he comes and says and gives us some money, we have a right to give it back to him. Even though Taisa speaks out that there's an Issa to give back an Aveda to a guy. There's even a Klola, the Gemara Sanhedrin says. If you find an Aveda from a guy, you have no chiyah to give it back to him. Maybe Aschil Hashem, but not Aschil Hashem, other Rabbi, there's a Klola, you're not supposed to give it back to a guy. So therefore over here, Tosis learns it would be Machtza Machtza, it would be a Suffolk. If he's a Jew or a guy, Taki wouldn't be allowed to give him back the Aveda. Even though it's a Suffolk, Mitzvah Hashemah's Aveda, but there's also a Suffolk, maybe you're doing an Issa by returning it. So if there'd be a Machtza Machtza, you wouldn't be allowed to return an Aveda to him. But since it's talking about Roiv, our Jews, we give him a Din Jew, you're allowed to be Machtza his Aveda. What about Machtza Machtza Yisrael? After it says Machtza Machtza is called a Jew. Lamai Yilchasa, what does that mean? That to give back an Aveda, you wouldn't give back an Aveda. Taisa Shita is, the mitzvah lach yosi yosi you wouldn't have. You only have a mitzvah lach yosi to save him if he's a Vade Jew. But if it's a Machtza Machtza, Taisa and Rashi Shita is, there would not even be a mitzvah lach yosi. So for the Gemara Yastakasha, that you save it's a 50-50. He's called a Jew, for which halacha? But Mashma, if he's a 50-50, he's a Suffolk, there's no mitzvah lach yosei. Would you start a big teller, why not? The Rambam paskens halacha, there is a mitzvah lach yosei. But Rashi and Tosfos both say you potter. The shaila is why? The chur, it's a Suffolk mitzvah. On a Suffolk mitzvah, chur, you should go to chumra. This, it's a Suffolk if this kid's a Jew or not. If he's a Jew, there's a mitzvah lach yosei. If you see him starving, you have a mitzvah to give him food to eat. So Tosfos and Rashi both say here you potter. So Chorinim want to say, so from the Rosh Hashivas HaRabbah, and Kabbalah Zal used to learn that the Pshat is by mitzvahs, Beinodim Lechaveroi, the Klal is Safi Golakula. That we say, Safi Chiyuvim, Safi Kisatara, you have to go to Chumra, that's only by a Safi mitzvah, Beinodim Lemokim. But a mitzvah, Beinodim Lechaveroi, it has the loch of, if you have a Safi, if you're Mechuyiv in the mitzvah not, then a Safi is Golakula. Here, the mitzvah lach yosei to save him is the mitzvah ben odom lechaveroi. The mitzvah ben odom lechaveroi, min asof you go to kula. Who are then a lot of Rishonim and Muslim and Gemaras and Bamitsiya has a lot of sveikis when you have a chi of mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. If you find an Aveda, it's a shayla if the violin is miyayish or not. So it's a sofik if you have a chi of Hashav or not.
The Gemara obliges by a teiku. The Rambam paskins that since it's a teiku, you don't have to return the Aveda. The Kashi will ask, why not? The Chur, it's a Sofik Mitzvah Sashova. You should have a Sofik Mitzvah, should have to return the Aveda. That's the Torah said no. A Sofik Mitzvah Benodim Lechaberoi has a locha like Hilchus Mamnis that min a Sofik Golakula. That's why we say a Sofik Isti Golakumra, that's only a Sofik in a Mitzvah Benodim Lamokum. But Benodim Lechaberoi, Havad, you have to do the Mitzvahs, but Lamokum Sofik Yepotter. That's Pshan Rashi and Taisiya. That if you have this Sofik kid, you don't know if he's a Jew or not, Machza Machza, there's no Mitzvah to Meshav Aveda, there's no Mitzvah Lach Yosei. So Gemara asked, if so, why do we write to call him a Jew? Lamai Hilchasa? Amar Ashlokash Lunizokin. It means Vilchas Nizokin. That we'll soon see if we have to pay him money or not. If he gives us damages. For the Gemara Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? Who damaged who? Inaim, if you want to say, did not Nakhet Turah Didan, the Turah Diday, that if our shore went and hit his shore, we shtoist him. So now what? The locher is, if we shtoist the Nakum, we're potter. So you want to say now, since he's a Suffolk, if he's a Jew or a guy, we should have to pay him. For the Gemara, why? Laimalei, we should tell him, I see Raya the Yisraelat for Shokul. You want to collect money from me? Bring me a proof that you're a Jew. It's a Suffolk if you're a Jew or a guy. So the klal always is, I'm all over Raya. You can't get money away from me. If a Jewish ashore hit this person shore, it's a Suffolk if you hit a guy or a Jew. So when a Suffolk, the Jew shouldn't have to pay money. The klal is, I'm all over Raya. That can't be the case that he's called a Jew. Like Tzrichos, the case is like this. The Nanche Turididei Luturididan. That his shore, shtoist our shore. And the locker is like this. The locker is like this. We know by a Jew, the locker is, a Tam pays chatzin nezik. A mu'ed pays nezik sholom. By a goy, there's no chilek. If a goy's shore hits us, even though it's a tam, he has to pay nezik sholom. This man, our yadayim atkifus, but we have the lochis, if a goy hits a Jew, there's no p'tur of tam. Even tam has to pay nezik sholom. So you want to say, what's the case here then? That his shore hit us. Le'tzricho denanche turidi day, turidi dan. So now, if he's called a guy, he'll have to pay us nezek sholem. But in this case, we can't force him to pay nezek sholem. He'll have a locha like a Jew, that if a Jew hits another Jew, Tam only pays chatzi nezek. Why? Palga mishalim. If his shore hit us, here for the nezek like Tam, for sure he has to pay. V'idach palga, the other half that we want him to pay. Because we say he's a guy, amalu, he could say it to us back. I see Raya the Lav Yisrael Ano. You bring proof that I'm not a Jew. Then I'll pay you up. In other words, we want to take money away from him. We don't know what he is. Maybe he's a Jew. So since the subject, maybe he's a Jew, we can't take money away from him. So this is the Nafkumina that we call him like a Jew. Where he sure hits us, and he sure is a Tam, he has a loch like a Jew, he only has to pay us Chatzi Nezek. But we can't be tovei, and we can't tell him, listen, you're a guy, you have to pay me nezek sholem. Because he has the right to say, you prove that I'm a guy. I'm a machza, machza, I'm a suffix. Maybe I'm a Jew. So for this halacha, he has a halacha like a Jew. How do you know halacha of the sulasnesses? All right, I'll stop here.